It is 0:30, Universal Time. And here is the news in special English. A passenger airplane carrying 146 passengers and 6 crew members has crashed into the side of a hill near Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Everyone on the plane died. Officials say the Air Blue plane was traveling from the southern port city of Karachi to Islamabad Wednesday. The plane crashed as it tried to land in bad weather. Rescue teams and army helicopters were sent to Margalla Hills, but bad weather interfered with search and recovery efforts. At least 115 bodies have been recovered. Pakistan's Federal Information Minister said officials were still looking for the plane's recording device to investigate the crash. In Afghanistan, officials say an explosion near a crowded bus has killed at least 25 civilians. More than 20 others were wounded in the incident in Nimroz province. The passenger bus was traveling to Kabul. Governor Ghulam Dastgir Azad blamed militants for the explosion. A Taliban spokesman denied any involvement in the attack. President Hamid Karzai condemned the bombing. Separately, 2 Italian bomb removal experts were killed in western Herat province. Italian officials said the 2 died moments after successfully disarming an explosive device. The American representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan has joined other officials in condemning the release of secret American military documents about the war in Afghanistan. Richard Holbrooke spoke to lawmakers Wednesday in Washington. He said he does not understand how officials who promised to serve the United States would violate their office in such a big way. Mr. Holbrooke said the documents do not offer any new information. However, the Obama administration is concerned that information might suggest Pakistani intelligence has been aiding militant groups in Afghanistan. Earlier Wednesday, the United States Department of Justice said it would help in the Defense Department investigation to find who released the documents. A federal judge in the American state of Arizona Wednesday blocked the most disputed parts of a new immigration law. The measure was to go into effect on Thursday. Judge Susan Bolton blocked a part of the law requiring police to check immigration papers if they suspect a person is in the United States illegally. Her decision also included canceling the requirement for all immigrants to carry required immigration documents with them at all times. The United States Justice Department said Judge Bolton made the correct decision. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed the law in April. She says she plans to appeal the ruling. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. The United States says it is ready to take part, along with other countries, in new talks with Iran about its nuclear aims. The announcement came after Iran sent a letter to the International Atomic Energy Agency. The letter called for restarting talks on a deal that would help provide nuclear fuel for for Iran's research reactor. The United States says it hopes to meet with Iranian officials soon to discuss both the reactor and other issues linked to Iran's nuclear program. A State Department official says Iran and European Union diplomats discussed a possible meeting earlier this month. The United States, European Union, Canada, and UN have all placed new restrictions on Iran to try to force the government to return to negotiations. In Guinea, the winner of the first round of the presidential election has received the support of a leading opponent. Former Prime Minister Sello Daline Diallo won the most votes in the June election. He signed a deal Wednesday with third-place winner Sidya Touré. The agreement says Mr. Touré's Union of Republican Forces party has been promised the position of Prime Minister if Mr. Diallo wins the second round of the election. The party is also promised 30% of all cabinet positions. The Reuters news agency reported that the NGR party of sixth-place finisher Ibrahim Abasiala and the former ruling PUP party also signed the agreement to support Mr. Diallo. Mr. Diallo will face opposition leader Alpha Conde in the second vote. Foreign ministers from several South American countries are expected to meet Thursday in Ecuador. They are to discuss the recent break in diplomatic ties between Colombia and Venezuela. The talks among members of the Union of South American Nations come after Venezuela's decision to break ties with Colombia. Colombia had recently announced that rebels were hiding in Venezuela. Last week, Colombia discussed the issue with members of the Organization of American States Permanent Council. Colombia showed photographs, maps, and other information as proof that 1,500 rebels are hiding in Venezuela. Venezuela's diplomat to the OAS has denied that the items prove there are rebels hiding inside Venezuela. The Greek government has ordered an end to a strike by truck drivers that has caused fuel and food shortages in parts of the country. The government released an emergency order Wednesday, the third day of the strike. The move requires truck drivers to return to work or face fines and arrest. The truck drivers are protesting a Greek government plan to open the trucking industry to competition. The plan is part of a program agreed to by Greece to get emergency loans from European Union countries and the International Monetary Fund. And now briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. A passenger airplane carrying 152 people has crashed into the side of a hill near Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Afghan officials say an explosion near a crowded bus has killed at least 25 civilians in Nimroz province. More than 20 others were wounded. And the United States says it is ready to take part, along with other countries, in new talks with Iran about its nuclear aims. That's the news in VOA Special English from Washington.